This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization says more COVID-19 cases have been reported worldwide in the past 4 weeks than in the first 6 months of the pandemic. In a news briefing from WHO headquarters in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Friday said hospitals and intensive care units are filling up or full across Europe and the United States. More than 57 million cases have been confirmed worldwide since the start of the global pandemic. More than 1.3 million people have died, according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. On Friday, with Europe surpassed 15 million confirmed infections, India passed more than 9 million. Mexico reported 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. That makes it the fourth country to reach that marker after the United States, Brazil, and India. U.S. President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus, according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Trump Jr. has been, quote, completely asymptomatic since testing positive earlier this week. He said Trump Jr. is, quote, following all medically recommended COVID-19 guidelines. The United States has seen increases of coronavirus cases over the past several weeks, with numerous one-day records set and quickly broken. On Thursday, the United States registered another daily record, almost 188,000 new cases. Coronavirus infections in the United States are moving toward the 12 million mark, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has more coronavirus cases than any other country and also the world's largest death toll. This is VOA News. Ugandan police said on Friday that at least 37 people have been killed during protests following the arrest of opposition presidential candidate Bobi Wine on Wednesday. The 38-year-old musician-turned-politician was released on bail Friday in the eastern town of Nganga after being charged with disobeying COVID-19 guidelines that restrict election rallies to fewer than 200 people. Wine, who has been arrested several times in recent years, is seen as a serious challenger to President Yoweri Museveni, who's ruled for almost 4 decades. He has repeatedly called for Museveni to retire. In a statement late Friday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned all acts of violence in Uganda and called on authorities to ensure that all perpetrators of human rights violations are held accountable. He also called for the immediate release of any people who were arbitrarily arrested. While on the campaign trail Thursday, Museveni said some groups of protesters were being used by outsiders who did not like stability in Uganda. He threatened that whoever started the unrest will regret it. Museveni is expected to address the nation on Sunday, according to his spokesman. Presidential elections in Uganda are scheduled for January 14th. Brazilians recognized the nation's Black Consciousness Day on Friday as activists demonstrated in major cities against the death of a Black man beaten by white security guards at a French-owned supermarket chain. Brazilian media and social networks broadcast video of the man's beating at Carrefour supermarket in Porto Alegre on Thursday night. AFP reported that around 1,000 protesters in Sao Paulo marched to a branch of the supermarket, broke the glass storefront, and stormed the premises, trashing and burning the products. In Porto Alegre, at the store where the death occurred, local television reports said police were using tear gas and flashbang grenades to disperse a group of protesters. Protests also broke out in the capital, Brasilia, Belo Horizonte, and Rio de Janeiro. The United States and Taiwan have signed a 5-year agreement that happened Friday in Washington. It's to create an annual U.S.-Taiwan Economic Prosperity Partnership dialogue to increase bilateral cooperation. The Washington meeting covered economic areas such as supply chains, investment screening, and renewable energy. According to data from the United States Trade Representative's Office, U.S. trade with Taiwan in 2019 amounted to $103.9 billion. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.